This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a pleasant evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and the air is comfortably warm. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, ideal for a night stroll. In Haifa, it remains calm and dry. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is frustrated as Hezbollah finds a safe space in southern Lebanon. The IDF is actively destroying tunnels and locating weapons, according to Mariv from earlier today. Also, Iran is reviewing the U.S. response to a proposal to end the war. YNET reported this development earlier this hour. Also this hour, Iran has presented a three-step plan to move from a ceasefire to ending the war, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. Separately, Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this agreement is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. And finally, Iran says the U.S. has responded to its 14-point proposal via Pakistan. This comes from Al Arabiya English. Reaction has been swift on social media. YNET News posted 41 minutes ago that Iran is reviewing the U.S. response to its proposal, noting there are no nuclear negotiations at present. Al Arabiya English highlighted the same point, posting 41 minutes ago that Iran received the U.S. response through Pakistan, emphasizing the absence of nuclear talks. I-24News_EN reported 47 minutes ago that Iranian media confirms the review of the U.S. response to their plan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon, Mariv details that the IDF is targeting Hezbollah's infrastructure. A tunnel has been destroyed and weapons have been found. This military action aims to weaken Hezbollah's capabilities in the region. Turning to Iran's diplomatic moves, YNET reports that Iran's proposal to end the war is under review by the U.S. Tehran's focus remains solely on war-ending terms, excluding nuclear discussions. This diplomatic effort could shift regional dynamics. Meanwhile, the three-step plan from Iran suggests a structured approach to peace. I-24 News explains it aims for a transition from ceasefire to permanent resolution. This could be a pivotal move if both parties agree. Separately, Trump's ceasefire announcement introduces a temporary pause in hostilities. According to Axios, this deal places Netanyahu in a complex political position. However, it might pave the way for broader negotiations involving Iran. On the economic front, first, EDF has closed financing for Israel's largest solar energy field. Globes reports the field near Dimona will produce 265 megawatts, setting a new low price record for electricity in Israel. Separately, the supermarket chain City Market continues its expansion. Mariv Business reveals insights from the founder, emphasizing a blend of American atmosphere with European products to tackle high living costs. And finally, NICE has attracted $2.5 billion in bids for Actimize. CTech notes that private equity and AI firms are interested, highlighting the tech sector's evolving landscape in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.